Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3447BN. Today's date is September 10th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Cyber Attacks and White Supremacist Threat Narrative, Trump Sends Election Message. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind. And many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they've been prepping Kamala Harris in a secluded room for the debates. Now, I do believe that they have been trying to get her to where they need her to be. They just need her to do okay, not great, not fantastic, just don't blow it. So if she can just hang on, the fake news will take it from there. So I do believe what they're going to do, they're going to just give her enough training just to get by and hopefully come out unscathed. And then what the fake news is going to do is they're going to basically build it all up saying that she did incredibly well. And you have to remember, Trump is not running or debating, I should say, against Kamala Harris. He's debating against Obama, debating against Hillary Clinton, debating against ABC News, debating against Soros, debating against the entire criminal syndicate system. That's who Trump is debating. And you can see that they need her just to get by with this debate. And this is why they've been training her, and they're actually giving her, I do believe, the questions so she can handle the answers and spin it like Obama does. Because all they need is her to get through this, and the fake news will shine her up to make it look good. I believe that's all they're trying to do here. But again, Trump's pretty darn smart. Trump has the issues on his side, and Trump comes out with some interesting tactics when he is set against an opponent. And if you look at Hillary Clinton, if you look at Joe Biden, you can see there are certain things that he does that pretty much shuts them down. It's almost like Reagan, which is very, very interesting. But you can also see the deep state players. They know that during this presidential election, they don't have the cheating mechanism that they had before. Before they had COVID, people were afraid. People were wearing masks. People were afraid to go to the election center in person. So the mail-in ballots were the way to go. This time around, yes, they pushed the bird flu. They pushed Mpox. They pushed this mosquito virus that's all over the place. They're trying to keep people inside with these curfews, and they're trying to get everyone to use mail-in. So this way the illegals can use mail-ins. But I don't believe they have enough of this to pull this off. And I do believe this is why they are now shifting tactics to during the election and after the election, because I don't believe they have the ability to cheat like they did back in 2020, especially with the amount of people that are on that's on Trump's side. I do believe this time Trump has the popular vote and he has also the electoral vote. And this is going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players. And they know this. And I do believe this is why they are now building the narrative of a cyber attack, building the narrative of white supremacist threats. The reason for this is because most likely they're going to have to manipulate the election. And the only way to manipulate it is to blame it on a foreign entity. And once they blame it on a foreign entity, they can say, hey, we don't know if we can certify. We don't know if these election results are on the up and up. And we're going to have to look at these a lot closer. Now, once again, we know Trump doesn't even want it to get this far. This is why himself and Johnson introduced the SAVE Act. It went to the House. They voted on it. They passed it. And now it's just sitting there. And Trump wants the SAVE Act included in the continuing government bill. And he wants this to pass with it. Otherwise, he's telling the Republicans, you know something, don't budge on this. Don't negotiate. Don't move forward with the continuation government. Let them shut it down. And I do believe this is going to trap the deep state players in their own agenda. Because if they shut down the government, they're in a lot of trouble right now. Because again, their 16-year plan, if you know their playbook, they're trying to bring us to war. If there's a cyber attack and it's coming from a foreign entity, that means we're attacked and they have the government shut down, which means the people are going to say, well, wait a minute. If we were attacked by a foreign entity and they attacked our national infrastructure and we are being cyber attacked, well, maybe we should use paper. Maybe we should use one-day voting. Maybe we should use voter ID. And yes, I do believe since people know that there was cheating back in 2020 and 2022, and they know there's an election interference, I think the people are going to be all for this. And this is why Trump is trying to push this right now. And he actually sent an election message to the GOP. Listen, don't budge on any of this. And actually, he already warned the deep state actors. Now, what's very interesting about this warning, I don't think the top level deep state players are going to say, hey, oh, he warned us, we better not do this. I think a lot of the lower level people, and I do believe this is what this is for. And yes, it's putting the upper level people on notice, but a lot of the lower level people who are in the voting centers, they might say, you know something, I'm not going to prison for this. I'm not going to be involved in this. And they might back out of it, which is going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players to actually push their cheating. Because remember, they just don't need the machines. They just don't need the ballots, but they need the people to carry this out. And those are the lower level people that actually carry this out. But if they hear this message, remember, they might be very, very nervous and afraid, and they might not go along with it. I'm not saying 100% of the people, but what happens if you have half or 60% of the people say, I am not going to go along with this. I'm not going to cheat in the election this time, because if he wins, I'm going to prison. He's going to track me down and I'm going to go to prison because I'm the one who did this. So I think a lot of these people, they might be backing off of this and they might be afraid. Now, do I think the corrupt politicians, the DC swamp creatures and people who are unelected, do I think they're going to back off? Absolutely not. Because again, they're the ones who are orchestrating all of this, especially Obama, Hillary Clinton and the rest. So I don't think they're going to back off of this. And I do believe Trump's message is going to actually shut down a lot of the things that they want to do here. And this is going to be very, very interesting. We're going to be talking a lot more about the cyber attack and the white supremacist messages that they're putting out there and what Trump is trying to do to stop all of this. But let's begin with the border, because we could see the illegals that the deep state players have brought into this country. It is now spreading across the country and people now can see the gangs. And it's becoming very, very clear. Remember, all these individuals, these gangs, these terrorists, these criminals, they're going to be using all of these people for chaos. And that's the white supremacist angle. Because remember, what they actually want is they want chaos in the streets. And they're trying to bring the Trump supporters out onto the streets. Because once they say, we can't certify the election and we have to delay the election, they are trying to get the Trump supporters very, very angry. And yes, they're going to use a lot of these illegals that they brought in to create all this. Now, remember, it's going to be most likely the Patriot Front group. It's going to be Antifa. They might be dressed up as Trump supporters. And then you're going to have the illegals on the other side, probably dressed in all black with masks, so nobody could see what they look like, even the Trump supporters. They'll just be wearing Trump supporter and paraphernalia. And they're going to try to make it look like there is chaos. There's extremists running around the streets, burning down buildings, looting and hurting people. But again, this is not what's happening. And you have to also remember, Pelosi's not in charge in D.C. this time around. And Johnson is basically responsible for the security of D.C., which means he can call the National Guard, which means he can set up everything to stop what they're trying to do. But when you look at the Venezuela gangs, you could see they're not just in Colorado. They're not just in Chicago. They're spreading to Connecticut. They're spreading to Texas. Libs of TikTok put this out on X and says, Venezuela gang have reportedly taken over a hotel in El Paso, Texas. The El Paso County Attorney Office just filed a restraining order against the hotel. They allege the owner has allowed illegal activity to go on for months. Police have been called there over 700 times in 2 years. Surveillance photos show two men in an altercation and a migrant holding a weapon. And once again, yes, these illegals, they have weapons. They're not supposed to have weapons. So where are they getting it? Are they going into the gun stores? Are they filling out the application? Are they getting a, are they being checked by the FBI through their system? No, they're getting their weapons on the black market. Why do you think they want to take the weapons away from the people? Because again, in the end, these gang members, the Venezuelan gangs, the MS-13 gangs, the criminals, the rapists, they're going to use, the terrorists, they're going to use these people later on to go after the people of this country. And this is why they're building the white supremacist narrative, the threat narrative, because again, they're trying to kick this off. And you have to remember, Kamala Harris, Biden administration, they've been bringing all these individuals in, especially Haitians, and they've been protecting them from the very, very beginning. And what's very interesting is that the deep state players, they're trying to say, hey, by the way, these stories about Haitians and all these people eating the animals, eating the pets, it's all fake. It's not real. Don't worry about it. But when you look at Ohio, you could see that all these individuals that have been brought into Ohio, they're using up the resources and they're taking the resources away from the veterans. Tyler Oliveira put this out and said, American veteran denied Medicaid and forced to pay out his own pocket while long lines of Haitian immigrants get in line to receive child care, cash, SNAP, Medicaid, and other free benefits paid for you by you. Don Jr. responded to this and said, it's absolutely disgusting that this is happening to Americans while Kamala's migrants are giving the world on your, the American taxpayer's dime. Enough of this insanity. And he's absolutely right. And when you look at the average IQ of a Haitian, literacy rate, homicide, annual income, you can see why they're doing the things that they're doing. Remember, we're not getting the best of the best in this country. They're bringing in the people that they need to push their agenda. And Mokness put this out and said, Haiti average IQ 67, U.S. average IQ 100. Haiti illiteracy rate 40%, U.S. illiteracy rate 18%. Haiti homicides 60.9 per 100,000. USA homicide 6.2 per 100,000. Haiti annual income 1,740. USA annual income 63,795. What could possibly go wrong with the importation of 5% of the entire Haitian population? What can go wrong? And what's very interesting is that since they're trying to convince us that, hey, all these Haitians in Ohio, it's not that big of a deal. All these stories coming out that they're eating the pets and they're killing animals, those are all fake. Well, Julie Kelly put this out and said the following. Mayor of Springfield, Ohio, whose office is now insisting accounts about the behavior of Haitian immigrants in his town are untrue, appears to be a woke Democrat. This is what Americans get when they elect woke Democrats. In a brief speech on the day he was inaugurated in January 2024, Rue said his office would investigate misconduct against migrants. And again, these woke Democrats, these individuals that are in line with the deep state players that are following their narrative, they're always going to pretend that none of these things are happening. And they're never going to say, hey, by the way, maybe we shut down the border. Maybe we should stop this. No, they're going to tell you that what you're seeing, what you're hearing is not really happening. Remember when they told us that there weren't riots? It was mostly peaceful protests. Actually, I remember Nadler, when he was being questioned on the street by an individual, he said that it was a myth that there were riots going on, that the burning of buildings and looting and the hurting and killing of people, that is one gigantic myth. Well, when you look back in time, D.C. was on fire. A lot of the different cities were on fire. Towns were on fire. So I don't think it's a myth. I think they see through this. I think they understand this now. And what's very interesting is the fake news, they're completely on board with this. And remember, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, a lot of these networks, they are the propaganda networks. And when I say propaganda networks, I'm not talking about shows like Hannity and other things. I'm talking about just basically the news. A lot of them, it's driven by propaganda. Yes, there's a lot of propaganda shows on MSNBC, CNN, because those are the D's propaganda outlets. But again, they're going to push everything that they have to convince you that something's happening when it really isn't. And you can see this is exactly what they're trying to do. First of all, they're in their first phase. By the way, NWoke just put this out. It says the news is saying that it's not happening. This is the first phase of the Haitian pet eating story. Then after that, what they're going to do is they're going to say it's good that it's happening. That's what comes next. And this is how they run with this. It's the same MO. It's not happening. By the way, it's good for you. Oh, wait, the World Economic Forum, they're not telling you to eat bugs. Oh, by the way, eating bugs is good for you. This is how they push this. And it's the same pattern over and over and over. But when you look at what's really going on, you can see that, yes, there are a lot of animals being killed and eaten. Teens aged 16, 17, and 18, they're accused of brutal killing of a beloved swan mom, Faye, in New York town. So these individuals, they went ahead and they killed a swan named Faye, and it's a very popular swan, in Syracuse, New York. So I thought this wasn't happening. It is happening. We also have two illegal Honduran migrants. They were arrested after shooting down a bald eagle that they planned to cook and eat in Nebraska. I mean, really think about this. Think about how crazy this stuff is. And this is why you see all these memes going around about cats, about birds, about ducks, because it's not just happening in one place. It's happening in multiple places. And this is what happens when you bring these type of people into this country. If people want to come to this country, I don't think any of us have a problem with this, but you need to go to the port of entry. You need to be vetted. What the deep state is doing, they're just flying in anybody. They don't even care. What, you're breathing? Come on in. Wait, you killed three people in your own country? We don't care. We want you in our country. Because remember, this is an invasion. They're occupying the United States. This is why you see this happening. And these people will do what the deep state is telling them to do. American First Legal put this out and said, the Biden-Harris admin is enacting a range of policies to promote the mass resettlement of hundreds of thousands of Haitian nationals into U.S. communities. Since 2021, there have been 475,000 nationwide encounters with Haitians. In other words, nearly half a million Haitian nationals have been encountered by the Biden administration in less than 4 years. And it's not just that they have encountered that many Haitians on the border, but the Biden-Harris administration has invited them in on commercial flights into the United States. Since January of 2023, 205,000 Haitians have been granted parole under CHNV alone. The CHNV program flies these Haitians to the destinations of their choice to stay forever. Then aliens are able to obtain work permits and ultimately claim public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, and welfare, depleting critical resources from American citizens. So how many Haitians do you think Biden-Harris have deported from the United States? Remember, encounters are at nearly 500,000 so far, 2,803, meaning 99% plus are still here. For context, Ohio State University, Ohio Stadium holds 102,780 fans. you could fill it up almost five times with the number of Haitians who had been encountered or invited in during the Biden administration. It gets worse. On July 1st, the Biden-Harris admin gave all of them temporary administrative amnesty, shielding hundreds of thousands more from deportation until February of 2026. Heinous crimes committed include alleged molestation of a 10-year-old boy, and there's many, many other crimes, like a rape of a 15-year-old disabled girl. An alleged crash into a school bus killing an 11-year-old, and it goes on and on and on. And this is what they have done to this country, not just with Haitians, but with all the illegals. Because remember, these are the foot soldiers. They're occupying the United States. Sean Davis put this out and said, the regime is airdropping violent third world illegal into peaceful rural towns in red states because the regime hates Americans who live in peaceful rural towns in red states. It's really not more complicated than that. The regime hates you and wants you to be miserable. Arthur Schwartz put this out on X and said, we need a law that requires all the unvetted Haitian migrants that Kamala Harris let into our country to be resettled in neighborhoods where New York Times reporters live. We'll see how revitalized their neighborhoods get. I do believe we should take the Haitians, we should take all the illegals, send them to Kamala's neighborhood, Biden's neighborhood, all the reporters' neighborhoods, the mayors of all the different blue state neighborhoods, the governor's neighborhood, all of these individuals that say this is fantastic, all the House representatives that want this, send it to their neighborhoods. Let these people live on the streets right in front of their homes. Give them mattresses, give them tents, put them up right in front of these people's homes and let more and more come there and let them have the garbage all over the place. Let them kill their pets. Let them do all these things. How long do you think this would last? Not that long. And actually, those individuals that have walls, break down the walls and let these people in. Because again, you're telling us walls don't work. So why do these people have walls in front of their homes? They should get rid of the walls and let these people in. But you can see out in Texas, they are now continually building the border wall. And you could see the border wall is going to keep all these individuals back. And this is what Trump wanted. He told the entire country before Biden was elected that, listen, if Biden gets elected, this is what you're going to see. You're going to see crime. You're going to see the illegals being brought into this country. You're going to see garbage and everything around. All Biden has to do is build the wall and follow my policies, and the country will be fantastic. Biden did the opposite. And now the people, they see the truth. Sometimes you got to show the people. Sometimes the people need to understand what's really going on. Just like people need to understand that the social media companies, the fake news, they're all on board with manipulating the elections. And remember, the system that we're in today is one gigantic cheating system. I know going back in time, people believed that the elections were sacred, that there's no way that people would be able to cheat in the elections, and there was no cheating going on. But now since 2016, especially with 2020, people now can see that, yes, they do cheat in the election. It is their system. They created it to make sure that they always kept their people in charge, and they needed to make sure that they controlled the entire criminal syndicate, and they needed to make sure that they kept a lot of people out. And that's why they have the majority most of the time. And remember, these social media companies, the fake news, they're all on board with this. James O'Keefe, he went undercover, and he put this out on X, and he says the following. Google growth strategist exposes Google search engine manipulation for Kamala Harris campaign. Revenue-driven political bias. Google was essentially promoting, through its ad rhetoric that was very pro-Kamala, admits Dakota Leeser. Strategist at Google during an undercover date with an OMG American swiper journalist, Leeser reveals that Google has been actively coordinating with Kamala Harris' campaign, manipulating its search engine advertisement to favor her in the 2024 election. He explains, it seems to link out to legitimate news publication sites. So it seems like it was an ad from PBS, but it was really an ad from Kamala campaign, making users believe they were reading unbiased reports from reputable sources. Leeser also confesses that Google's primary objective is to generate ad revenue through fear-based content, explaining, I think whatever demographic is most fearful is going to be the most profitable. According to Leeser, the left currently represents the most fearful demographic, which is why Google has been pushing pro-Kamala narratives for profit, explaining, I think right now the left is more fearful than the right is. He further states, it's all about the share of the stock prices, revealing that Google's liberal bias is not just political, but tied to financial gain. He adds, I think Google has a belief that one side will allow them to make more money, revealing Google's profit motive through driving political manipulation. Leeser's admission mirrors past media motives, including CNN technical director Charlie Chester's claim that fear sells, reinforcing the role of big tech and media in shaping public perception through fear and bias. And you could see, yes, they're manipulating the public. Why? Because they're pushing a certain agenda. But what's very interesting is that he believes that the left is more fearful than the right, which I find very, very interesting. So think about that. The left is afraid. What happens when we approach war? What happens when the economy fails? Are they going to be afraid? Do they want to go to war? Do they want the economy to crash? I do believe a lot of these people are going to hit the precipice. And a lot of these individuals, they're going to have to make a major, major, major decision when all of this comes about. And this is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that the fake news, they, from the very, very beginning, have been telling us that Ukraine, they're winning the Ukraine-Russia war, that Russia is on its last legs. Russia doesn't have money. Russia's about to fold, and Ukraine has the upper hand. What we got to do is we got to send more money. We got to send more weapons, and we can have victory. Well, again, we know that's not true. Ukraine never had the upper hand. Russia always did. And now CNN is actually putting out that outgunned, outnumbered Ukraine's military is struggling with low morale and desertions because all this money, all these weapons that Biden and Harris and the fake news and all the other corrupt politicians were telling you that, yes, we need to support Ukraine because we have the upper hand. No, Russia always had the upper hand. Russia has always had the lead. Ukraine never did. And all these weapons, all this money never made any difference. The war was over before it even got started. We saw this back in 2014, 2015. Actually, if people go back to that time when Ukraine and all the deep state players tried to move into the Donbass area, Russia pushed the Ukraine armed forces almost all the way back to Kiev. At that point, Russia could have taken over Ukraine and they withdrew. Because that is not their intention. Listen, I'm not all for Russia. But again, Russia could have taken over Ukraine. Actually, when Russia was fighting the Islamic State in Syria and Turkey shot down Russia's plane, they could have bombed Turkey. Remember, what was Russia doing? They were bombing the Islamic State. They weren't shooting down Turkey's planes. Turkey decided to take Russia's plane out. And again, I do believe this was the deep state players trying to get a war started. But again, this all failed and it's continually failing. But the deep state, they're going to keep pushing war as best they possibly can. And very interestingly, we know that North Korea, they're continually firing missiles. And North Korea, they are now building a new naval base, a modern naval base. And they're also expanding their nuclear arsenal right now. Now, remember, Trump, he met with Kim Jong-un. He walked across the DMZ. He wrote letters to Kim Jong-un. He called him the Rocket Man. And North Korea, they stopped firing their missiles when Trump was in the White House. As soon as Biden took over as the resident, what did North Korea start to do? They started to fire the missiles again. What does that tell you? That tells you that they believe Biden's weak, Trump is strong. That's pretty much what it says. Plus, I do believe this is part of the plan to wake a lot of people up and let people see what's really going on here. And the other thing that we could see is war is definitely approaching, and NATO now is putting out warnings that Russia, they might use some type of nuclear blast in space, and it might create an EMP, which might knock out electrical devices. So there's a reason they're putting all this out and they're projecting out there, because they're trying to scare the public, and there might be some type of an event. We might see something happen. And once people see this, people are going to be what? Afraid. people are going to think we're going to war. So once again, when we start to look at this and we see what NATO is saying, that they're concerned about Russian nuclear attack in space, and if that does happen, it would send out a gigantic wave of electromagnetic pulses, which is an EMP, which knocks out electronic devices. So let's put this into perspective. If you're trying to show the people that, you know, we might go to war, and the Biden administration, they're pushing this war, the deep state players, they're pushing this war, how would you convince the people that we're going to war? Well, you have to show the people that war is approaching. And how do you do this? I do believe there has to be some type of an attack. Now, I don't mean there's going to be a nuclear explosion here in the United States. I mean, there might be. There might be something maybe out in the desert to convince the people. But what happens if there's an explosion over the ocean or an explosion in space and it knocks out certain electronics? Would that convince the people that something is happening? And when you look at the Biden administration and you look at the deep state players and the fake news and the rhinos and the rest, are they going to be all for it? Are they going to say they crossed the red line? We're being attacked. Are they going to say, let's go to war? Because I do believe you're going to see the party of war and you're going to see the party of peace. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they are the party of the peace. So is that going to bring the people to the precipice? Are the people going to sit there and look at this and say, whoa, what just happened? Because you know the fake news is going to televise it. And it's going to look scary. People are going to be afraid. I do believe something like this could happen. It might happen in September. It might happen in October. It might happen after the elections. But I think what's going to happen is that this is going to scare a lot of people. And I think for this to be effective, it most likely will have to happen before the elections. And a lot of these individuals who are saying that I will only vote for Kamala Harris, even if Kamala Harris runs over a cat or runs over a person, I don't care. I will never, ever vote for Trump. There's a lot of people out there like this. Or there's a lot of moderate Democrats just saying, you know something? Kamala, I think, is the best choice right now. I don't want to vote for Trump until the economy breaks down, until we're at the precipice of war. Then these people look at it very, very differently because they have family members, maybe children, maybe brothers or sisters, maybe parents or uncles that might go to war. So I do believe at that point, this is when people are going to have to make that hard decision. Because you could see that the deep state players, they're going to push everything that they have to try to cheat in the election. And I do believe this is their first phase of cheating. The second phase is after the election. So the first phase is to try to use the mail-in, try to use their system that they've been using for a very long time and try to cheat in the election. But I do believe Trump has countered a lot of this, especially with his warning to the deep state players and the SAVE Act. Now, the SAVE Act has only been passed by the House, and Trump is trying to include this in the continuation of government bill that is now being pushed because, again, September 30th, they have to make a decision, shut it down or keep it open. So Trump, he's making this move and he's trying to force the deep state players to accept the SAVE Act. Now, think about it. If we're attacked while the government is shut down because the deep state players don't want just Americans voting in the election, because that's what that really means if you don't include it, they're going to actually be responsible for what happens because they shut down the government and we're being attacked at the same exact time. So I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have trapped them in all this. But again, they're going to try to cheat before the elections. They're going to try to use the mail-ins. And you can see they're continually pushing the mosquito-borne illness. And they're trying to have these different areas implement these curfews on their own. So right now we have Vermont, we have Massachusetts, and now Maine has come on board, and they're considering declaring a deadly mosquito-borne illness a public health emergency, and they're looking to actually implement a curfew. Now, I think you're going to see this in a lot of the blue states. You're going to see a lot of the different towns and cities actually implement this to try to keep people at home and have them use mail-in ballots. And you're going to see this being pushed very, very hard. Now, do I believe this is going to work this time around? I think this is going to fail. And you know what else just failed? Let's talk about our health and protecting ourselves. Things are getting strange. We witnessed some alarming events recently, including that many believed to be an orchestrated assassination attempt. Meanwhile, CrowdStrike, owned by BlackRock, faced a massive global outage, supposedly due to a software update. It's clear these people will do anything to stay in power. But let's shift gears and talk about something proactive you can do for your safety. I read countless reviews from the brands I partner with, and this 5-star review about the wellness company's medical emergency kit really stood out. Deborah from Texas was recently hit by Hurricane Beryl. During the chaos, her town lost power. There was no cell service. Access to doctors or pharmacies was impossible. Thankfully, she had the wellness company's emergency medical kit. It helped her manage a major infection when traditional medical help was out of reach. This kit is a lifesaver. It comes with 8 proven medications, including Z-Pak, amoxicillin, ivermectin. Each prescription is accompanied by a medical board-approved guidebook, making self-care straightforward and effective. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit from the wellness company today and be prepared for whatever comes your way. Getting one of these kits is like having an urgent care ready when you need it, right in the comfort of your own home. Get yours now by heading to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to save $30. That is twc.health/x22. Use code x22 to get $30 off, or just click the link in the description. Well, everything that Governor Cuomo did back during 2020, when he took sick people and he actually forced them into nursing homes. A subcommittee report released Monday reveals that the extent of the fallout from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's controversial policy that required nursing homes to accept COVID-19 patients, putting the most vulnerable population at risk during the pandemic. Well, the report alleges that Cuomo's administration manipulated death statistics to obscure the severity of this policy, attempting to evade responsibility for its catastrophic consequences. The findings detail how the governor altered official New York State Department of Health data and omitted critical information about nursing home-related deaths to disguise the impact of the directive that forced nursing homes to admit infected individuals. So they knowingly did all this. Is this third-degree murder? Ooh, this is very interesting. And according to the memo, the Cuomo administration, through the NYSDOH, began collecting data on nursing home fatalities in March of 2020. It further states that, contrary to Mr. Cuomo's testimony, his administration changed the methodology in which nursing home facilities were accounted for and publicly reported. His administration initially categorized out-of-facility deaths as nursing home fatalities, but stopped reporting those numbers as nursing home fatalities on May 3rd, 2020. So they knew exactly what they were doing. They manipulated the data. They knowingly did this. Now let's expand this to the other 4 governors, because we had 5 governors that were taking sick people, putting them into nursing homes to drive up the death count to say, look how deadly COVID is. Because remember, this is a pandemic. Once they exhausted this model, they had to move to the hospitals. And what they did with the hospitals, they said, listen, just report that everyone has COVID and we're going to pay you for every single death. What hospital would reject this? Because most of these administrators, they're corrupt. They're money hungry. So guess what? They all went along with it. If you died of a heart attack and you tested positive with a fake test for COVID, you died of COVID. If you died in a motorcycle accident and you tested positive for COVID, you died of COVID. This is how they got the numbers up. This is how they convinced the public we have a pandemic, which is actually a plandemic. And they used the PCR test, which was a fake test. They brought it out to over 40 revolutions, and they picked up fragments of dead mRNA to convince people that you had something when you really didn't. It was all fake. They created this gigantic hoax, and they used it on the people. And then they hid the actual cure that would actually stop all of this. And that was hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And remember, the young generation, the young people, they would have recovered no matter what. Why? Immunity, natural immunity. And this is why they censored the top people. They didn't want them reporting on this. They didn't want epidemiologists. They didn't want any of these doctors telling people, listen, we don't have to shut down. We have medication for this. And the young generation, they don't have to worry about this Because they have natural immunity. Yeah, it might feel like a cold, like the flu, but they'll recover. It's not that big of a deal. But again, what did they want? They wanted to cheat in the election. They wanted to inject everyone with bioweapon. They wanted to depopulate the country. They wanted to make everyone sick. This is what they really wanted. And they were pushing this very, very hard. But now the truth is now coming out. And I do believe it's going to get a lot worse for them as time goes on. Just like it's going to get really, really bad for them for what they're doing to the January 6 individuals that are in prison. Because think about it. They threw these people in prison. They're keeping these people there. No one has been charged with an insurrection. It's all fake once again. They're pushing the same type of narrative, trying to convince people that something happened when it really didn't. Remember, they're the ones who created the insurrection. The insurrection was against a sitting president. Who was the sitting president? That was President Trump. They're the ones who trained for this over a year. They had their confidential human sources. They had Antifa. Nancy Pelosi was prepared and ready. She could have stopped all of this, but she didn't. Why? Because they didn't want Trump to win the election. That's why. And now they have imprisoned anyone that objects to the cheating, to the overthrow of the United States government. And they're actually trying to basically re-educate the people in prison. And Trennis Evans, he testified that they were trying to re-educate the people in prison. And they kept saying it's Trump's big lie. Trump's crimes before he called for attack on our democracy. Donald Trump, how he was attacked our democracy. Negligence, obstruction, rape, tax evasion. These are the actual lesson plans. And they were trying to re-educate the people in prison. I mean, actually, if you look at this, this brings you back to like Nazi Germany, Russia, you name it, where they had the re-education camps. It's happening here in the United States. It's absolutely unbelievable. And the other thing that's unbelievable is who's actually running the country right now? Glenn Greenwald put this out and said, the U.S. has no functional president, has not had one for months, and it's barely noticeable and barely matters because there's a permanent unelected machine that runs the government. That's absolutely right. All the people that are completely unelected. But what's very interesting is we know the debates are today. It's going to happen this evening. And all of a sudden, there was a video that was unearthed, and Johnny Maga put this out, a December 1995 clip from ABC Primetime shows a young Kamala Harris tethered to a 61-year-old Willie Brown at the mayoral election night party in San Francisco. And a reporter asked her, are you his daughter? And Kamala says, no, I'm not. So there she was. There's the proof. I guess they didn't get rid of that one. But the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Kamala, she has to pay people to actually push her message. They actually have to pay people to get on the buses from other states to come to her rallies. They actually have to pay performers to show up at her rally so people would actually show up. Her entire campaign was created by the propaganda networks. Her entire campaign herself was created by the deep state players. Nobody is on board with this. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, social media influencers speaking out about being paid to push Democrat propaganda, paid up to $10,000 per post. The videos she was paid to make were warning of Donald Trump's second term agenda, paid to push Project 2025 lies. Remember, Trump has nothing to do with Project 2025. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that CNN's Aaron Burnett was shocked by Kamala Harris's far left policies. And she couldn't believe that Harris pledged to end immigrant detention, taxpayer-funded gender care and transition surgeries for detained migrants, slash immigrant detention by 50%, close all family private facilities, decrease funding for ICE, end ICE detainers. And CNN was absolutely shocked that this is her agenda. People are waking up. People are starting to understand what's really going on here. And now Kamala, she put out her policies and it's a new way forward. Even though she's the incumbent, even though that she has been telling us that Biden's policies are her policies and they are working and everything is fantastic. And now we need a new way. Well, that's very interesting. Trump War Room put this out and says the following. Kamala finally has what is very generously being described as a policy page on her website. She says her plan is a new way forward, but she's been in the White House for 4 years and it's been a total disaster. We read it, so you don't have to. Kamala claims she would cut taxes for middle-class families. Fact, she voted against Trump's tax cuts, which doubled the child tax credit, delivered wage increases to 6 million Americans, and saved the typical family $2,000 in taxes. Kamala claims she would make housing more affordable. Why hasn't she already done it in 4 years she's been in the White House? Kamala's plan is to give illegals $25,000 of your tax dollars to buy homes and drive up costs for American citizens. The cost? $200 billion. Kamala claims her plan would grow small business. Her plan is to institute the highest business tax rate than communist China. She wants communist-style controls over the food supply. Even CNN admits it. It's insane. Kamala claims her plan would bring down costs. What? Prices have risen over 20% under Kamala Harris. Electricity 32%, car insurance 54%, groceries up 22%, rent up 22%. Kamala claims she has a plan to bring down healthcare costs. Fact, Kamala has the first Democrat to co-sponsor Bernie Sanders' socialist healthcare plan, which would cost over $32 trillion and raise taxes on the middle class. She will ban private health insurance. Kamala claims she would protect Social Security and Medicare. It's a total lie. Her plan is to turn millions of illegals into American citizens and give them Social Security and Medicare. That will single-handedly kill those programs that you've worked hard to pay into, and they have not. Kamala claims she would lower energy costs. That's insane. Kamala's plan is to ban all gas-powered vehicles, ban fracking, and force her insane Green New Deal agenda on every American. It would send energy costs through the roof. Kamala even claims she would secure the border. Kamala is the border czar who intentionally unsecured the border, imported 20 million illegals, including terrorists, murderers, and rapists, and is attempting to turn them into American citizens with voting rights and benefits. Kamala claims she would take the fentanyl epidemic seriously. She doesn't care. Since Harris took office, roughly 32.4 tons of fentanyl have crossed the southern border, enough to kill roughly 14.7 billion people. Fentanyl deaths are up 94% since 2019. Kamala's policy page has no policy, just catchphrases. But Americans already know what Kamala will do with four more years in the White House. She said it best. Her values haven't changed. If Kamala could fix any of the problems she created, why hasn't she done it already? Because, again, her agenda is completely different. And just look at her actions. That's all you got to do is look at her actions. You don't have to even look at her policies because her actions tell you everything that you need to know. And what's very interesting is that Kamala Harris actually plagiarized her policies from Joe Biden. The New Republic, a left-wing outlet, reported that several parts of the new policy section had simply been lifted from Biden's website, even including material that called for Biden's re-election. So shortly after Kamala Harris released her policy agenda on Sunday evening, users on X spotted something in the metadata. Much of the language appears to have been lifted from Joe Biden's campaign website. Ex-user Corrine Green pointed out that the issues section of Harris's website contained metadata with language urging voters to re-elect Joe Biden. This language was visible when links to the campaign site were shared and in the website description on Google searches. All of this creates the impression that at least some of the Harris campaign policy language was copied and pasted from Biden's documents. So guess what you're getting? Absolutely nothing. And what's very interesting, as the debates approach tonight, we know that most likely Kamala, she's been training really hard. They just want her to get through this, and she's going to get all the help she needs. It, like I said before, Trump is not debating Kamala Harris. She's debating Obama. She's debating Hillary Clinton. She's debating Soros. She's debating ABC News. He's debating the entire criminal syndicate system. They're behind her. They're going to help her. When you look at ABC News, this is very interesting. Brianna Morella put this out and said, Kamala Harris will likely receive the question in advance for tonight's debate. I think that's a given. Kamala's best friend is Disney co-chairman Dana Walden. Walden oversees Disney's ABC News. Walden was also appointed by Joe Biden as a member of the Export Council. Walden and Harris have been friends for over 30 years. Walden has made thousands of dollars in donations to Harris over the years. This is why Kamala declined the Fox debate. Why? Because she needed people on her side. She needed help, and they're going to give it to her. Election Wizard put this out and said the following. Harris has such low expectations following Biden's debate debacle that even the most mediocre performance will be heralded by the media as a stunning display of presidential prowess that sent chills down the legs of commentators on CNN and MSNBC. Absent a total botching, it's unlikely the debate will move the needle much either direction. It could have some impact on early voting, maybe shifting a few votes here and there, but the way this election was trended, any minor bump in the polls is likely to be transitory and driven by response bias rather than real lasting shift in public opinion. But I do believe that the people are going to see the truth in this. And those people that are logically thinking, those people that are watching this, they're going to realize that she's a bumbling idiot. Just like with Biden. Now, remember, during Biden's time where he had the debate, their entire mission was to remove him. So, yes, the propaganda networks, they were told, listen, go against Biden. We need him removed. This time around, they're not being instructed to remove Kamala. They're trying to get her to do the best she possibly can and to stay in the race. But what I think is going to happen is you might see something very, very different from Trump that might expose Kamala and might catch her off guard. I don't mean he's going to, you know, make her cry or anything, but I think the people are going to see this, and this is going to be very, very difficult. Almost like with Hillary Clinton when he said you should be in jail, or with Biden when he says, I don't understand what he said here. Does anyone understand what he said here? So I think you're going to see something very, very interesting. And if you look back at Ronald Reagan, he did the same exact thing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Melania Trump, she's come out with a book. She's now on video asking some questions about the shooter that tried to take Trump's life. And she wants to know why the shooter wasn't arrested ahead of time and who actually tried to kill my husband. So is she asking, was it just this shooter, or who actually really tried to kill my husband? I do believe that she's actually asking the question, forget about the patsy, who is really behind this? And why haven't they been arrested? Think about that for a second. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe you're going to see a lot more of Melania. Now, the other thing that's very interesting as we approach the presidential election, Trump has come out and said that Zuckerberg told him he could not support a Democrat in 2024. He said he actually called him and actually said this. And Zuckerberg right now is saying that he is not going to endorse anyone this time around. So this is very, very interesting. And I do believe Trump put this out at the right moment at the right time because it's making a lot of people think, especially the Democrats, which I find very, very interesting because now the people know that he shouldn't have helped Biden cheat in the election, and he's not going to be voting for a Democrat. That is very, very interesting. RFK Jr. is out there saying, listen, everyone should just be voting for Trump right now. And I think he's absolutely right, especially as we approach the presidential election and the deep state tries to cheat, the deep state tries to push the cyber attacks. I do believe we're going to see a lot happen. And what's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they are definitely training their individuals to help cheat in the election. Joe Hoff put this out, and it's a video, and it shows Dallas, Texas election trainer says to record the local church address when signing up homeless to vote. Well, should this actually be happening? I don't think so. And I think these people need to remember what Trump has warned about. Because, again, if you are caught cheating in the election and Trump wins, you're going to prison. And you can see the fake news. They are now reversing everything that they said from the very, very beginning, where Kamala's ahead, Kamala's winning, she has won over Trump. Actually, everything's starting to switch around. And you can see they're panicking right now, because at this point, what that really means is Kamala doesn't have the popular vote. It means Trump has the popular vote and she doesn't have the Electoral College. And you can see the deep state players, they are now panicking. And what you see now is you're seeing a lot more stories about cyber attacks. Right now, there's a story out there about a cyber attack which shutters the Seattle area school district for the second day. They have another story out there about a cyber attack that causes miscommunication in utility bills, that people don't know how much the utility bills are. So you're starting to see multiple cyber attack stories across the country, across the world. And I do believe this is building and building and building. And as they push the cyber attack, they're also now pushing the idea that a foreign entity is going to interfere in the election. But what's very interesting is that the U.S. intel has now undercut the DOJ's foreign interference claim used to smear conservative pundits. So they're saying that they have no knowledge, the Office of Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, that they have not observed any foreign interference in the 2024 election, even though Merrick Garland was out there telling everyone, yes, we see this. So this is very, very interesting as we approach the election. But you can see the DOJ and U.S. intelligence community, they have begun outlining the white supremacist threat from Telegram messaging app. So U.S. prosecutors, they unveiled criminal charges against two alleged leaders of a white supremacist gang, saying they used the Telegram social media site to solicit attacks on Black, Jewish, LGBTQ people, and immigrants aiming to incite a race war. So basically, they're using this most likely to shut down the app, shut down the social media site. They'll probably use this with Rumble. They'll probably try to use this with Truth. And they're going to try to censor a lot of people. Plus, they're building the white supremacist threat narrative, saying that, hey, these people might be attacking you. And again, you could see that they're pushing this against Black, Jewish, LGBTQ to get these people afraid to vote for who? Kamala Harris. So they're going to be building this up. Plus, when Kamala loses the election, they want the white supremacists angry, and they want the white supremacists, the Trump supporters, to go after all of these people. But this is not going to happen. The deep state players are going to actually create this. Just like when you saw Jussie Smollett with his two Black friends saying that they were attacked by a Trump supporter. It's going to be made up. What did they do? Oh, that's right. They pretended that someone put a noose over their neck, that it was a Trump supporter that attacked them, and the whole thing was completely and utterly fake. But what's very interesting right now is that it looks like Biden will shut down the government to prevent non-citizen voting ban. Amuse put this out and says, President Biden has made it clear he will shut down the government to prevent a ban on non-citizen voting to pass. Biden is willing to shut down the government to block a ban on non-citizen voting. Meanwhile, radical Democrats push to reshape America with open borders and disregard for election integrity. Representative Chip Roy's SAFE Act stands as the safeguard we need, demanding proof of citizenship to protect our federal elections. And yes, it should be only citizens. So think about this. They're willing to shut down the government. They don't want the SAFE Act. And this sets up everything for what? An attack on this country. And when the country's attacked and the government is shut down, the people are going to be looking at them going, wait a minute, why did you do this? Because you didn't want the people of this country to vote, and only the people of this country to vote? You didn't want paper ballots? You didn't want voter ID? You didn't want one-day voting? That's why you shut down the government and now we're being attacked? Well, people are going to be looking at them. People are going to go, what's going on here? And I do believe this is why Trump is continually sending the message, no negotiations. Let the people see the Democrats decide this. Let them be responsible, accountable for all this. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. If Republicans in the House and Senate don't get absolute assurances on election security, they should in no way, shape, or form go forward with a continuing resolution on the budget. The Democrats are trying to stuff voter registrations with illegal aliens. Don't let it happen. Close it all down. Absolutely. And you can see the deep state players, since Trump came out with his original message of cease and desist, you could see the higher level people, they're a little panic right now. DC Drano put this out and said, Steve Bannon isn't in prison. Peter Navarro was in prison. Roger Stone got sentenced to jail. General Flynn was indicted. 1,100 plus Trump supporters arrested. James O'Keefe got raided. Alex Jones got bankrupted. Elon is being investigated. Trump's house was raided. He was indicted four times and he was impeached twice. Media, Trump might actually enforce laws against Democrats. Trump might throw his adversaries in jail. Wait a minute, they're already doing that. So Trump is saying if you cheat in the election, you overthrow the United States government, you're going to be hunted down and you're going to be thrown in jail. Well, they broke the law. They overthrew the United States government. Think about what they've done to all the Trump supporters. But you could see Mark Elias, he's panicking. This is what he put out on X. Where are the so-called moderate Republicans denouncing this? Where is the GOP legal establishment that is supposedly committed to the rule of law? The truth, they don't exist. It's just proud MAGA and scared MAGA. No. If you cheat in the election, Mark Elias, you're going to go to prison because you broke the law. That's all Trump said. Harmeet Dhillon put this out and said, and responded to this and said, you made the rules. Don't bitch about them being applied to you. It's weak. And she's absolutely right. So the deep state players, they're panicking because they know Trump has the people. They know that it's going to be a landslide. It's going to be too big to rig. Yes, they're going to try to cheat. They're going to try to cheat before the election, and they're going to try to cheat after the election. But the other thing that's really, really interesting, since Biden is in the White House, why would he continually renew Executive 13848? Why would he do this? This is the continuation of the national emergency with respect to foreign interference in or undermining the public confidence in the United States elections. He renewed it once again. This is the executive order that Trump put into place, which tells you that the deep state players are not in control. They would never, ever basically renew this. And he renewed it every single year. Remember, they're the ones who are going to cheat in the election. They're the ones who overthrew the United States government. This works against them. Why would he renew it? He didn't renew the other executive orders. Actually, he actually did the opposite of all the other executive orders. Why this one? I'm going to tell you why. Because they're not in control. The Patriots are. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.